A new modern version of McDonald's has opened in downtown Chicago, and let's talk about the 19,000-square-foot restaurant at Clark and Ontario with Bridget Sweeney, the reporter from Crain's Chicago Business. Now, of course, many of us, Bridget, remember that as the rock and roll McDonald's, but it's far different today, isn't it?
Absolutely, Jim. So many people, obviously, in Chicago are familiar with the pretty iconic, huge McDonald's right in River North at Clark and Ontario, which it was built back in 1983. It's been known as the Rock and Roll McDonald's for as long as I think many of us can remember. But that name, as of today, really has no more bearing because all of the memorabilia and the kind of music-related, kind of nostalgic-driven items and paraphernalia that they have scattered across all the walls, it's all gone. And now it's been replaced by a much more modern, sleek, kind of eco-friendly vibe, which McDonald's is trying to use as an example of, A, their modern stores, which they're in the process of doing, and B, this new commitment to sustainability and eco-friendliness, which extends across a lot of different initiatives the company is trying to do over the next decade or so.
So, Bridget, if you want to see the future of McDonald's, this is the place to go.
Absolutely. It's not the first, I will say. So people who have been paying attention may know that a handful of other McDonald's have gotten these kind of makeovers. They're called the McDonald's of the future. In the next couple of years, the company wants to redo all of its stores, all of its 14,000 restaurants across the country. Actually, a neighbor of the Rock and Roll McDonald's, the McDonald's at Chicago Avenue and State Street, was the first in the city to get the redo about a year and a half ago.
So when you walk into this restaurant now, the McDonald's flagship, what do you see?
Gosh, well, the big kind of drawing point in the center of the restaurant, it's a two-story restaurant. But now all the seating is, on the first floor. And above you in this kind of elevated floating glass case is this little mini forest or garden of birch trees and ferns and lots of greenery. And so it's kind of a really cool, kind of like atelier. I don't even know quite how to describe it, but it's definitely not, records and Elvis stuff on walls anymore.
And it's 24 hours a day also.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Bridget, let me ask you this. Was the rock and roll motif not working anymore? Is that the reason they decided to make the change? Or is it really to give people a better idea of what the McDonald's of today and tomorrow is going to be?
Honestly, Jim, the company doesn't speak exactly to that point, but I think any onlooker could see it's definitely both. They say, it's very much a sign of what's to come for the company. But I think we all know that, and based on, sales numbers that have been declining over the past few years, it did need a new facelift, both on its menu and on its restaurant looks. Obviously, under Steve Easterbrook, who's taken over and really revved things up, they're just changing everything. So I think from the Rock and Roll McDonald's, it's one of the highest value McDonald's in the city and in the country. It's a huge tourist destination. I know it remains a place that people with kids, love. But I think given the fact that it was both outdated from from a decor perspective, and also they don't want to be a tourist destination anymore. They want to be a sleek, kind of higher-end restaurant that people with kids can still have a great time at and have a good option, good options there, but also the parents won't be rolling their eyes or kind of going, just for the kids.
That's for sure. Bridget Sweeney, the reporter from Crain Chicago Business, as always, thanks for talking with us.